let's go ahead and get started. Some reminders before we get started. Please place your phones or audio connection on mute until such a time as you're presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on a hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. Meeting logistics. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under Agenda Item 1E. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@bschs.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see the accommodations notice. And as required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the Charter School's website. Opening items. I will call this meeting of Desert Sands Charter High School regular board meeting operated by Desert Sands Public Charter Incorporated, a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, for Monday, February 28, 2022, at 4 p.m. to order. Roll call is established in the quorum. Michael Adams is here. Ruth Newell?
Ruth Newell here.
Marvin Smith?
Marvin Smith here.
Dana Clark?
Dana Clark here.
James Lott?
James Lott here.
And I'd like to wish a happy birthday to James Lott today, and we won't throw your eardrums by singing happy birthday to you, but I know everyone wish you a happy birthday.
I don't know how you found that out. Well, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Smith, will you please lead us in the pledge, and everyone else, please place your phones on mute.
Will you all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you. Item B, staff introductions, corporate officers.
Thank you, President Adams. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Welcome.
Thank you.
Jerry Jensen, Corporate Officer. Happy birthday, Mr. Lott.
Thank you.
Thank you. And school staff.
Good afternoon. This is Tara Childers, Area Superintendent.
Thank you, Tara.
Good afternoon. This is Jenny Bonilla, Principal of Desert Sands.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Kira Leiden, teacher at Desert Sands.
Thank you, Kara.
And good afternoon. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations. Happy birthday, Mr. Law.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. And school legal counsel.
Good afternoon, Bill Thompson, legal counsel, and I might add, Jim, many, many more.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. And advisors who are supporting agenda items or presenting.
Hello, board. This is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LLAC, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Geeta.
And hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC. Happy birthday, Mr. Lott.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. And any other staff who wish to introduce themselves? Hearing none, we'll move on to item E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Mr. Martineau.
Thank you, President Adams and board members. In your board packets, you will find the resolution for continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and allows boards to continue to meet remotely as determined by majority vote during states of emergency, as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? If not, I'll hear a motion to approve item 1E.
Bruce Newell, so moved.
Thank you.
James Locke, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell?
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith?
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark?
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott?
James Lott, aye.
And that passes with 5 yes votes. Item F. May I hear a motion to approve the agenda for the February 28, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors?
Dana Clark, so moved.
Marvin Smith, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell?
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith?
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark?
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott?
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. Item G. May I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the January 19, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors?
I, James Lott, make a motion to approve item G.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Marvin. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell?
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith?
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark?
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott?
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. Item H. May I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the February 8, 2022. Regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Dana Clark, so moved.
Thank you.
Ruth,
thank you, Ruth. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell?
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith?
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark?
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott?
James Lott, aye.
And that passes with 5 yes votes. Item 2, consent agenda. All items listed on the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. We have 3 items on the consent agenda today. Number 1, the board will be asked to approve the 2022-2023 school calendar. Number 2, the board will be asked to approve the revised COVID-19 plan for resuming in-person instruction and addendum to the school's health and safety plan. And number 3, the board will be asked to approve the E-rate vendor selections. Would any board member like to pull a consent agenda item for further discussion at this time? Hearing none, may hear a motion to approve consent agenda items 1, 2, and 3.
Marvin Smith, so moved.
James Lott, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell?
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith?
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark?
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott?
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. Item 3, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make a comment? Hearing none, were there any written comments submitted to the board?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak. And happy birthday, Mr. Lott, from the Charter Affairs team.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to item 4, school reports and information. Item A, principal update, Jenny Bonilla.
Thank you to the board for allowing me to share some of the great things that are happening at Desert Sands. I want to take this opportunity to share some of the school events we've had over the course of our fall semester. Starting with our back to school night and summer graduation event, this year we decided to combine both events and facilitated those back to back. We thought it would be highly encouraging for our current school community to see graduates receiving their diplomas. In addition, having a summer graduation motivated our seniors in our grad cohort to pick up the pace as the graduation ceremony was closer than anticipated. For our back to school night, we had our counselors set up to discuss our dual enrollment opportunities, as well as to share the different resources and supports they offer our school community. In addition, we had several of our CTE program teachers representing and recruiting students for their upcoming classes. In October, we wanted to do an event for our school community, so we decided to host a trunk or treat event. Each department in our school was tasked with decorating their trunks, creating fun activities, and handing out treats to our visitors. We also invited community partners to decorate their own trunks as a means of getting their services and resources out to the community as well. I'm proud to report that we had over 500 attendees to this event, and we are looking forward to continuing this event for years to come. In November, we had our fall graduation. This graduation was an intimate and personalized event where our students that completed their credits between August and November were able to get recognized for meeting their grad requirements. Students at this ceremony also received specific awards from their teachers to recognize growth, academic achievement, and grit. During the fall semester, we also invited our Desert Sands parents and guardians to our initial English Language Advisory Committee meeting at Rio Brazil Restaurant. We paired a nice meal with voting for committee officers and gathering their thoughts for how to utilize our ELO funds. In addition, we partnered with a community organization to deliver a workshop about housing and tenant rights. Our HOPE program, which is designed to provide support and resources to our pregnant and parenting students, is offering monthly events and opportunities for them to receive parenting development activities, as well as material essentials for the little ones. This is all in an effort to alleviate the pressures of parenting while also being a high school student. The HOPE program schedules their events to coincide with our other school community events that we offer, so that our parenting students can also receive those supports and services. In partnership with AV Dream Center, we hold food distribution days, and with the WeDo organization, we provide an opportunity for the community to get health screenings, vaccinations, and employment services. As recipients of the Extended Learning Opportunities ELO grant, we sought ways to offer varied options for addressing loss of learning and economic hardship during the pandemic. As some of our adult students found themselves challenged to help their families by working, we opened up a night school program that would provide them the flexibility of attending school in the evenings. In addition, we started a Saturday school program to allow students additional instructional time and tutoring support. Finally, I'd like to highlight a few of the field trips that our students were able to partake in. Our students were able to attend a Rocky Mountain Pathways trip in Colorado. This trip focuses on social, emotional, and leadership development through experiential learning activities and community service at a ranch complete with horses, chickens, and other farm animals. We also had a field trip to SoFi Stadium, which gave our students an opportunity to experience what it's like to be an LA fan, game viewer, broadcaster, player, on and off the field, opening up a whole new world of sports career possibilities for our students. We've had a busy fall semester and are looking forward to our continued work into the spring, taking a look at what's on the horizon for us. Here are some of the events and things we are planning for in the spring. So we're ramping up for our CASP testing. We have a field trip to Antelope Valley College Student Success kickoff, HOPE events, food distribution, and WeDo services. English Learner Advisory Council meeting, Parent Advisory Committee meeting, college signing day and college career fair, spring graduation, open house, and a student awards night. I'd like to extend an advanced invitation to the board, and we hope that you'll be able to join us for some of these upcoming events. Next, to speak on student academics, I'd like to introduce one of our teachers, Mrs. Leiden. Mrs. Leiden is our English intensive teacher, and she has been with Desert Sands for 6 years now.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak at today's board meeting. My name is Kira Leiden, and I am the English intensive teacher at Desert Sands High School. So English intensive is an RTI, or Response to Intervention, English class at Desert Sands. Students enrolled with this in this English attend weekly small group instruction classes with no more than 12 students in each class. We currently successfully use the Read 180 and System 44 software programs and accompanying curriculum with our RTI program to address students with differing academic needs. I want to explain a little bit about the process as to how we identify a student who needs additional support. As a team, we understand the need to recognize and target students that are struggling or may fall behind without proper interventions. This staff works diligently to identify any students who may be struggling academically and refer them to a supported classroom environment. And this can happen in a couple of different ways. Students are initially identified through a testing process using academic assessment and NWEA. This test is given upon registration to Desert Sands and will often pinpoint students with lower than basic or non-proficient scores. Secondly, every staff member that has academic contact with the student watches for signs that a student may need additional support. This includes not just tutors or teachers, but anyone that provides support, such as our attendance workers, compliance team, or our counselors. And finally, any student receiving special education services that has a history of educational challenges can be referred by the supervising teacher upon even just right at registration. Once referred to my class, students take the reading inventory. Many of you will recognize it as the Scholastic Reading Inventory, which is a reading assessment. Any student who scores below proficient is eligible for a supported English class. We then use the data provided by that software and interval testing in the reading inventory and combine that with data collected from monitoring students and create a plan for the student academically based on the student's strengths and weaknesses. We can then provide individualized and differentiated instruction used to target the needs of every student. Currently, we have approximately 80 students enrolled in our English intensive program. We've had some wonderful success stories, including 6 students who tested into proficiency just last month. One of these students is here with us today to speak with you, one of my current graduates, Julian Enriquez.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Julian George Enriquez. It is a privilege to be attending this meeting, and thank you for inviting me. When I started with Ms. Leiden, I was scared and worried about my academic success. I struggled to express myself verbally and in writing. I was shy, and I was afraid to ask for help. When I received my first credit and started to get to know Ms. Leiden, I knew I was in for a real treat. I started to learn in her class. I began to do things that I did not know I could do. I learned how to write an essay. I did not like books when I first started her class, but her class required me to read, so I had to buckle up and sit down and read. I picked out my first book from the library and was annoyed. I hated reading. Then Ms. Leiden helped me to pick out a book. She grabbed books on all the topics that I told her I liked. She sat down with me and she explained what they were about. Then she told me to sample them by reading about 5 pages because that is what really sets you off. Finally, I picked a book with Ms. Leiden's help. The book I chose was Heaven Was Real. I never thought I could enjoy a book or feel a part of the story. After reading the book, I thought to myself, this teacher is good. That experience taught me that reading can not only educate you, but be enjoyable as well. One more thing you should know about me. My lowest reading score was 917. and my highest was 1,158. Now I read without a struggle, and writing is a lot easier. Even if I can't understand something, I can figure it out on my own. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you, Jenny, and thank you, Kira. Finance update, Gita Shrifi.
Thank you, President Adam, and hello, board. This is Gita with LLAC. I just want the board to pay attention to page 82 in your PDF packet. You can also see it on the screen. This is the regular updated Hanmi financial for the line of credit for the school. It just basically reflects the interest rate, where the school is, if there's any current balances, which at this time is zero, and the covenant, if the school is meeting the covenant, which the school has been. So that's just for the board to refer to if you have any questions, or if you'd like to refer to this document, it's here for your information. And this document is updated. If you can scroll back down, as of January 31st, 2022. Thank you so much. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item C, current vendor list, Tara Childers.
Good afternoon. So the vendor list is located in your board package on pages 84 through 87. The attachment is a listing of all the school's vendors with a brief description of services. As you can see, the list includes vendors who provide varying services, including professional development, technology, healthcare benefits, etc. I have reviewed the list for accuracy and am presenting the list to the board as an informational item for your review. Please review the list for any potential conflicts of interest. If you have any questions, please reach out to me, legal counsel, or Jeff Martineau.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item B, the 2022-2023 board meeting dates. That is in your packet, and it does show July 19th at 3:30, August 31st at 4, September 20th at 3:30, October 19th at 4, November 8th at 3:30, December 5th at 4, and then there's several dates in 2023 listed, so please note your calendars, and thank you for giving us that list of meeting dates well in advance. Item 5, action items. A, the board will be asked to approve the A to G completion improvement grant plan. Tara Childers.
Yes. So as a brief reminder, the A through G completion improvement grant program was appropriated for allocation by the state superintendent for the 21-22 fiscal year. The purpose of the grant is to provide additional support to local education agencies to help increase the number of high school students who graduate from high school A through G eligible. The A through G improvement grant program consists of three separate grants, including the two that Desert Sands will be applying for, the A through G access grant and the A through G learning loss mitigation grant. On January 19th, 2022, the board held a public hearing to discuss the A through G grant submission plan. At that time, it presented a broad overview of the grant with some of the areas we expected to use the additional funds. While we are still waiting on the specific allocation for this grant, and after receiving additional feedback and input from community partners, we have been able to develop a more specified plan. Desert Sands will use the A through G funds to supplement our LCAP funds by, number one, providing additional professional development to our teachers and tutors, specifically in the area of math. Number two, refining and providing additional math curriculum to help meet our students where they are and improve their skills so they can complete all A through G requirements. And number three, expanding our academic advisement program with the addition of essential staff to build individualized, specific, and clear plans for students to reach their A through G goals. We're very excited to provide these additional resources to our students. So at this time, we recommend that the board approve the A through G completion improvement grant plan.
I'll make a motion. So moved, Ruth Newell.
Second, Jim Lott.
All right, we'll do a roll call vote. It feels, I think Mike might have dropped again. Roll call vote, Ruth Newell, aye. Marvin Smith?
Aye.
Dana Clark?
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott?
James Lott, aye.
Thank you. That item passed unanimously. Mike, are you back? All right. If not, we'll move on to item 5B regarding the second interim report and the revised budget for 2021-2022 school year located on pages 84 through 104. Geeta. Back to you.
Thank you. This is Geeta with LLAC. So I'm just going to go over the packet and your Form 62, which is a second interim report. It starts on in your PDF packet on page 97. So this second interim report is the second financial report for the fiscal year for the school that shows the financial condition of the school after the 7 months of operations. That's July 1, 2021 through January 31st, 2022. This report is composed of financial sections that include the original budget, which you'll see on column A, a revised budget, you can find it on column B, an actual to date, that's column C, and projected year-end totals, you can find it on column D. The report also includes the projected school reserves at the end, and that information it shows on the last page of the report. In this specific report, we have added information to the report following a recommendation of the authorizing district, Antelope Valley Union High. In column B, you'll see.
Sorry about that. For some reason, I keep getting bounced out of the Teams meeting.
Welcome back. Geeta is giving an
update on item.
Geeta is giving an update on item B. I noticed that you dropped, so I just took over. But you're back. Back at you.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
And then, so I'll continue on. In column B, you can see board approved operating budget. We included this. Yes. I think President Adam.
I think we heard that, President.
Can anyone hear me?
Yes. Can you hear?
Yes.
He may be having trouble hearing us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I have found, Bill, I have found that when I turn off the video function.
Can anyone hear me?
Mr. Adams?
Sounds like
anyone hear me?
No, it sounds like he needs to go completely out again and come back in because he can't hear us. We can hear him fine.
So he may wish to not utilize the video function. That sometimes helps with the audio only.
Oh, okay. Shelley, would you take care of that or move forward on that for us, please?
I'm sorry, what are you asking me to do, Mr. Thompson?
Contact Mr. Adams, suggests that perhaps he not use the video function, that he log back in just using the audio.
Yeah, in fact, Michael, if it's okay with you, I'm going to have Jean call you directly. He would be a better troubleshooter than I. So I'll do that right now.
Yeah, he can't hear us, so just FYI, Shelley. Okay, Geeta, continue, please.
Sure. So on column B, you'll see board-approved operating budget. We included the school's projection in the first interim report and reported the revised budget and new projections, which are the same as they use the same data as assumptions in column D, projected year totals. I'm going to go over some highlights on this report. We'll start with the average daily attendance. In the last section of the financial report on page 104 of the packet, you can find that form. The bottom half of this report shows the budgeted ADA used to develop the original school budget. The projected ADA on first interim and the updated projection on ADA for the second interim is based on current enrollment trends.
Hello.
The school's original budget projected an ADA of 1,846. However, at the second interim, the school is projecting a funding ADA of 2,031, at a very similar levels to the projections in the first interim report. The increase of 185 ADA from the original budget will have a positive impact on most funding sources for the fiscal year. Now we're going to review the expenditures for the first 7 months of the year. That's Form 62, and you can find that on page 97 of the packet. The school is projecting a total revenue of $32.4 million. This shows a noticeable increase compared to the original budget, primarily coming from increase in funding ADA. It also shows only a small increase from prior projections in the first interim report because there has been only marginal adjustments to the funding rates and projected ADA. Individual revenue sources show noticeable changes from original budget revenue figures. These changes on different revenue sources were mostly caused by reallocation of the revenue.
Gita, you're on mute.
Oh my God. So I think I'm going to go over the expenditures. I don't know at what point you guys did not hear me. So
that was just around expenses.
Okay, I'm just going to go over the expenditures. So the expenditure starts on page 97 of the packet. The school is projecting a revenue of $32.4 million. This shows a noticeable increase compared to the original budget, primarily coming from increase in funding ADA. It also shows only a small increase from prior projections in the first interim report because there has been only marginal adjustments to the funding rates and projected ADA. Individual revenue sources show noticeable changes from original budget revenue figures, and these changes on different revenue sources were mostly caused by reallocation of the revenue to the different funding sources, which was presented during the first interim report. The only noteworthy change to projected revenue is the additional revenue in other state revenue sources that comes from A2G completion that Tara just went over. This A2G completion improvement grant program that the school is expecting to receive before the year end. On the expense side, the school is budgeting a total expenditure of $31 million compared to prior projections in the first interim. Total expenditures are slightly higher, including an increase in salaries, benefits, and supplies, and a decrease in professional services. When comparing the revised budget to the original budget, those are column A and D, the revised budgeted total expenditures increased from $28.2 million to $31 million. This increase is caused by an increase in budget for certificated and classified supervisors and clerical technical support salaries. Also, the revised budget includes an increase of $375,000 in books and supplies in that category due to increase in equipment and software spending. The budget for operating expenses decreased $1.6 million compared to original budget due to combination of an increase in facilities and communication spending and an increase in professional services. After current projection of revenue and expenditures, the school is budgeting an excess revenue of $1.47 million. If you refer to item F, which is a net position on page 2 of the report, you will find that The current reserve is at $7.2 million and a budgeted excess revenue of $1.4 million. The school will end up the fiscal year 21-22 with a projected reserve of $8.7 million, which is 28% of the total annual expenditures. Of this $8.7 million reserves, $447,000 will be restricted and will be spent in future years following the plans for the Educator Effectiveness Block Grant, as well as the A2G Completion Grant. So that concludes my report. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you all hear me again?
Yes.
Yes, okay, sir.
I don't know why I keep getting bounced out of the team meeting, but any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5B?
Marvin Smith, so moved.
Thank you.
James Love, second.
Thank you. Further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell?
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith?
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark?
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott?
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. Item C, the board will be asked to approve using the auditing firm Wilkinson Hadley King and Company LLP for the 2021-2022 school audit. Gita Shrifi.
Thank you, President Adam, and hello, board again. I would like to direct the board to the proposal presented by Wilkinson Hadley King and Company. You can find that on pages 106 to 113. This is to prepare the school's June 30, 2022 annual audit. That's a third-party auditor. The proposal outlines the audit process and responsibilities and the fee of $12,000, and that's an estimated fee, to prepare the June 30, 2022 audit report. As a reminder, Wilkinson Hadley King and Company CPA firm is on the state's approved auditor list and is currently preparing the 2020 Form 990 Federal Return of Organization exempt from income tax. I would be happy to answer any questions, and if there are no questions, I would like to recommend the board using the auditing firm Wilkinson Hadley and King for the 2022 audit. Thank you. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5C?
So moved, Ruth Newell.
Thank you.
Marvin Smith, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell?
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith?
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark?
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott?
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. Item E. The board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. Edith Shrifi.
Thank you, President Adam. If you, the board referred to page 115 of the PDF packet, there were some grammatical and formatting corrections that were made. There's no material changes or any content changes. And so this is because this document has to be approved by the board if there are any changes. This page is presented to the board. The full manual will be sent via email to the full board. And that concludes my report. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5D?
James Lott. Thank you. Item D.
Marvin Smith, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell?
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith?
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark?
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott?
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. Item 6, closed session. We'll now be adjourning the open public board meeting to go into closed session for conference with legal counsel, existing litigation, under Government Code Section 54956.9D1, name of the case, Milton versus Desert Sands Public Charter et al., San Bernardino Superior Court, case number CIVDS 182115. May I hear a motion to adjourn the regular open session and go into closed session?
So moved, Ruth Newell.
Thank you.
Second, James Lott.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith. Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. We will now be moving into closed session. Please remain on the phone because they will be transferring us into another room. Okay, I believe we are back in open session. And I'd like to report out that on a motion by Ruth Newell, seconded by James Lott, and on a 5-0 vote, we adjourned the closed session and reconvened to the open public board meeting. No action was taken in closed session for conference with legal counsel existing litigation under Government Code Section 54956.9D1. Name of case, Milton versus Desert Sands Public Charter et al. San Bernardino Superior Court, case number CIVDS 1821125. Item 7, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, I think you're on mute.
I'm back. I just want to tell you, President Adams and board, I feel so remiss in my duties, and I want to make amends right now. Happy birthday, Mr. Lott. I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate Principal Bunny. Those reports were just really marvelous. The visuals were exciting. You did leave out one thing, and that was the 20th anniversary program that you guys showed, and I was very pleased to be part of that, so thank you for that. Also, Mrs. Leiden, the teacher, programmed outreach students. Wonderful, wonderful. And student Enrique's success, that was wonderful too. So I want to thank you all for what you've done here as far as this program is concerned. And with that, Mr. President, I will turn it back to you.
Thank you. Ms. Vincent?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Kira, I would like to just acknowledge your success with Enrique. He had mentioned that he was unable to speak publicly, yet he was quite eloquent for a high school student. I think we would all agree. And I'm just so grateful for the work that all of you do, board members, to support Tara and the region and the principals to support students like Enrique who now can speak publicly and reading again and getting into it. And I'm so excited, and I am just honored to work with all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any board member observations or comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 8, closing items. Our next regular board meeting is April 18, 2022 at 4 p.m. And may I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved,
Dana Clark.
Thank you, Dana.
Ruth Newell, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
And James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Great meeting.